Part 2. The Earth Under the Martians. Chapter 1. While my brother was escaping by boat, the curate and I were hiding in an empty house. I was worried about my wife, and I decided to make my way to Leatherhead. I took food, drink, and a jacket, and the curate followed me when I left. On the road, we saw dead bodies and black smoke all around. We walked for hours in the hot sun. Once, we saw a Martian chasing a group of people, and when it got near to them, it picked up the people and threw them into the white metal basket behind its body. I realized for the first time that the Martians didn't want to destroy us all. We stood still, full of horror, before running to hide in a garden until after dark. Then we set off again. We were hungry, so we broke into a house and found 2 loaves of bread, some meat, a few vegetables, and some tins of soup and fish. I remember this clearly because it was the last food we would find for 2 weeks. We felt better, but when we were ready to leave, something happened that would trap us in that house. There was a flash of green light, and I was thrown to the ground. Then I heard breaking glass, and the ceiling fell in. Then darkness. I felt the curate wiping my face. I couldn't remember what had happened. "Do you feel better?" asked the curate. I couldn't reply. "Don't move," he said. "There's broken glass on the floor. I think they're outside." We sat still and silent. From time to time we heard the sound of metal very near. "What is it?" I whispered. "A Martian," said the curate. We sat in the dark for many hours until sunlight came into the kitchen, not through the window, but through a hole in the wall. Outside I saw metal, and I realized another cylinder had landed. "The 7th cylinder," I whispered. "It was shot from Mars and landed on this house. We're buried under it." The curate started to cry. Outside, the noise of metal got louder, and the things shouted to each other. They were so close that we couldn't move. We sat for hours until I was so hungry that I had to reach for food. After eating, I moved to the opening in the wall and looked out. But I couldn't recognize the country outside because it had changed. We were at the side of the crater that the cylinder had made when it landed. The Martians were working behind us, and there was a green cloud over everything. I could see an empty monster machine on the other side of the crater, and a different machine much nearer to me. It had 5 legs and many arms, and it moved so quickly and easily that it seemed to be alive. Then I noticed other creatures moving over the crater, and I realized they were living Martians. They were huge heads, more than a meter across. The face had no nose, large dark eyes, and an ear at the back. Under each eye there were 8 tentacles that the creatures used like hands. They were trying to lift themselves up, but the gravity of Earth made it very difficult. The Martians had no way of eating or digesting food. Instead, they took blood from living creatures and injected it into their own veins. This is a terrible sight, and when I saw it with my own eyes, I had to look away. They differed from humans in many ways, and we later learned that there were no viruses on Mars, so the creatures had not had diseases. The Martians worked silently, but before taking food, they made a lot of noise. They had used their brains to make amazing machines that they could wear like clothes. The machine they wore depended on the job they needed to do. The curate and I were very different people, but we were trapped together in that house. He talked to himself and cried like a child. He ate more than I did, and he didn't listen to me. Sometimes he made noises that put us in danger, and I had to hit him to make him quiet. The curate was looking out of our opening when the first men were brought to the crater. He jumped back and fell beside me, waving his hands. His face was white with panic. I didn't understand what had happened, and I quickly climbed up to look out. It was dark. The stars were bright, and there was a green fire in the crater. I could see none of the creatures, and a machine was lying on the ground. Then I heard voices, human voices. I looked closely, and I saw that there was a Martian inside the machine. A long tentacle reached out. Something was picked up, and as it swung against the sky, I saw that it was a man. He was middle-aged and well-dressed. He was probably working in London until a few days ago. Now his eyes were wide open, and a scream came from his mouth as he was dropped into the crater. The Martians sounded cheerful, shouting to each other. They were ready for food. The man screamed louder. I was filled with horror. I came away from the opening and put my hands over my ears. I ran from the kitchen, and the curate ran after me. I thought about our situation all night. The curate was useless. We had little food, but I believed we had a chance. On the third day in the house, I saw a young boy killed, and I saw the Martians feed off human blood for the first and last time. I couldn't look through the opening in the wall after that. I lay on the floor, and I was close to giving up. The fourth and fifth nights were very quiet, except for the sound of big guns. I heard six shots, silence, and then six more shots.